Dr. Pinsky dictating the male I am in, Juan Hernandez. Juan Hernandez was accompanied to the evaluation by his daughter named Jennifer to help with translation. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion. Mr. Hernandez is a 70-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/15/19. Appeared he was getting a machine down from a trailer with co-workers and fell on his back. Appeared he believes as a result he hurt his right wrist and lower back. Appeared he was seen at Inspira emergency room that same day. Appeared he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he did undergo therapy on the wrist, but not on his back. Appeared he did not undergo surgery on either. Period. He went to Mexico, and a physician there told him he did need surgery. Appeared relative to the subject event, he states he hit the ground and experienced loss of consciousness. Appeared he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared in the paragraph, as per his claim petition, he fell from a machine, injuring his right arm, low back, left leg, and other serious injuries. Appeared medical records show he was seen at Spira Hospital on 4/15/19. Appeared he did have a CAT scan of the brain done to be inserted. Appeared he had x-rays of the right wrist, forearm, and hand to be inserted. Appeared he had an orthopedic consultation done that same day by Dr. McAlpin. Period. He wrote Mr. Hernandez had a right distal radius fracture that was dorsally displaced and angulated. Period. This was able to be reduced and splinted. Period. He had repeat x-rays afterwards. Period. Relative to mechanism of injury, Mr. Hernandez stated he was pushing a mower and fell forward onto his hands. Period. He was operating machinery and experienced a kickback which resulted in him falling backwards on his outstretched hand. Period. He had immediate pain and deformity of the right upper extremity. Period. After experiencing this fracture, he apparently had syncope on 2 to 3 occasions secondary to pain. Period. Dr. McAlpin noted the radiographic studies to date. Period. New paragraph. On 4/18/19, the petitioner was seen at Inspira emergency room with swelling of the right fingers past his splint. Period. He was able to move the fingers. Period. He was examined and was continued on his splint with less tension on the wrapping. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos beginning 5/8/19. Period. He had only been employed by the insurer for one day. Period. He was on the lawn, mower slash tractor, and fell back off of it, landing on his right arm. Period. Dr. Sarkos diagnosed right wrist pain with closed colles fracture of the right radius. Period. Repeat x-rays were going to be performed. Period. On 5/13/19, he did have x-rays compared to the study of 4/15/19. Period. It showed re-demonstration of fractures of the radius and ulna, but no change in alignment. Period. He returned to Dr. Sarkos on 5/15/19, feeling a little bit better. Period. He was transitioned into a cock-up splint and was authorized to work using only his left upper extremity. Period. Dr. Sarkos monitored his progress. Period on 5/13/19. Repeat x-rays were done, showing re-demonstration of fractures of the radius and ulna, but no change in alignment. Period. Actually, we already had that one. On 8/12/19, repeat x-rays are done, showing the distal radius fracture has healed, with no change in position, where there was a non-united ulnar styloid fracture present as well. Period. Dr. Sarkos followed his progress. Period. On 8/16/19, he noted the fracture had completely healed, and he appeared to be in excellent alignment. But there appeared to be some component of sense of magnification, so he recommended a functional capacity evaluation. Period. New paragraph on 8/29/19. Mr. Hernandez did participate in the FCE. Period. Found he did not perform it with maximum effort. But nevertheless, he was deemed capable at a minimum of performing medium physical demand category level work. Period. He saw Dr. Sarkos a final time on 10/15/19, having completed this evaluation. Period. He wrote, quote, as suspected, the patient appears to be malingering and there appears to be a significant component of symptom magnification. Period, end quote. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement and could return to work at a full duty capacity with no restrictions. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Hernandez was seen at Community Health from 1/20/05 through 2/14/11. For a variety of general medical conditions. Period. On 5/14/07, he complained of low back and left leg pain for the past 2 months of gradual onset. Period. He was evaluated and found to have negative straight leg raising tests and intact neurologic status. Period. On 5/22/07, he presented to review his test results. Period. The pain in his left leg from the hips going down when standing was precipitated by no trauma. Period. Diagnosis was a backache. Period. He also underwent approximately yearly annual physical exams. Period. In paragraph, he was seen at Regional Medical Center Emergency Room on 1/12/12 after being involved in a motor vehicle collision. But he was diagnosed with cervical strain, common neck strain, common lumbar strain, common back sprain, with no serious injury. Period. He did undergo x-rays of the cervical spine and lumbosacral spine to be inserted here. Period. Paragraph. On 1/24/12, he came under the chiropractic care of Dr. Panaya, P-A-N-A-I-A. Period. He diagnosed cervical sprain, comma cervical radiculitis, comma thoracic sprain, comma lumbosacral sprain, comma and lumbar radiculitis. Period. He initiated the petitioner on a course of chiropractic care that ran through 6/6/12 period. He was then thought to not be medically stationary. Period. He did recommend additional treatment one time per week for a period of 1 month. Period. This would include chiropractic manipulation and various physical therapy modalities. Period. Lumbar x-rays on 120, thoracic spine x-rays on 125/12 showed moderate changes involving the thoracic spine. Period. Lumbar x-rays done that same day showed moderate changes of degenerative disease, but no fractures, spondylosis, or spondylolisthesis. Period. Cervical MRI was done on 5/17/12 to be inserted. Period. On 5/12/12, lumbar MRI was done to be inserted. Period. EMG was done by Dr. Pendino, P-E-N-D-I-N-O, on 5/16/12. He performed an EMG showing bilateral lumbosacral radiculopathy that can be seen with lumbospinal stenosis. Period. He prescribed Relafen and stated he needed an EDX testing of the lower extremities, as noted above. Period. He continued to see Dr. Pendino through 7/11/12. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was also seen by pain specialist Dr. Lee beginning 3/22/13. Period. He treated Mr. Hernandez frequently through 10/28/14. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. Further interventional pain management treatment would be considered when symptoms return. Period. He did undergo cervical epidural injection on 5/9/13 and a lumbar epidural on 5/23/13. Period. Medial branch blocks and the cervical spine were done on 11/12/13. Period. Paragraph. Mr. Hernandez went to Inspire emergency room on 1/28/14 with abdominal pain. Period. He was admitted and underwent laparoscopic cholecystectomy with the diagnosis of cholecystitis and cholelithiasis. Period. CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was done on 1/28/14 to be inserted. Period. Ultrasound of the abdomen was done the same day to be inserted. Period. Obstruction series showed no acute findings and a nonspecific bowel gas pattern. Period. He was then discharged from the hospital on 1/30/14. Period. Additional cervical facet injections were given by Dr. Lee on 2/11/14, and then on the lumbar spine on 3/18/14. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Hernandez went to the emergency room again on 4/14/14 with a laceration to his hand. Period. X-rays of the left hand showed no fracture or radio-opaque foreign body. Period. Cervical facet injections were given on 6/3/14. Period. On 1/11/18, he had lumbosacral spine x-rays that showed advanced degenerative changes. Period. This involved both sacroiliac joints with sclerosis throughout. Period. Similar findings were noted about the L5-S1 disc base as well as both hip joints. Period. There's nonspecific spina bifida occulta at S1 with distinct narrowing at L5-S1. Period. Anterior vertebral body productive changes were seen at every level, including the lower thoracic spine. Period. That same day, he had x-rays of the sacrum and coccyx that revealed advanced degenerative changes involving both SI joints. Appeared similar findings were noted about the L5-S1 disc bases as well as both hip joints. Period. Physical exam. HENT. There was global tenderness palpation throughout this region. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed the putrian's changes on his hands, more so on the left than the right. Period. There was healed open scarring on the volar aspect of the right wrist. Period. He claims that this was secondary to the subject event. Period. Motion of the right elbow was full with crepitus. Period. Right shoulder abduction was 120 degrees, comma, flexion 70 degrees, and internal rotation to 70 degrees without localizing tenderness. Period. Motion of the left shoulder and elbow were full. Period. Motion of the wrists were full bilaterally. Period. He feigned inability to make a fist on the right, but this was done on the left. Period. Manual muscle testing was 0/5 for right hand grasp and pinch grip, but was otherwise 5/5. Period was 5/5 on the left. There was global tenderness palpation by the right wrist and shoulder, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows. He complained of pain about the right wrist with Dunnell's sign, but no paresthesias. Period, this maneuver was entirely negative on the left. Provocative maneuvers about the right shoulder could not be performed. Extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was volitionally limited. Period. Plantar flexion and hamstring strength was 4+/5. Comma quadriceps 5-/5, and ratchet-like weakness in right extensor hallucis longus strength. Period on the left, there was 5/5 strength throughout spine cervical. He complained of tenderness with active range of motion in all spheres. Period flexion was to 30 degrees, comma, extension 25 degrees, comma, rotation right 65 degrees and left to 60 degrees, comma, side bending right 20 degrees and left to 25 degrees. Period, he had tenderness palpation about the right parietal musculature and trapezius muscles in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral, he changed position slowly, but could squat and rise. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion with active flexion to only 40 degrees. Period, extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 40 degrees and left at 70 degrees. Both elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, he had a positive reverse flip maneuver on the right for symptom magnification. Period, in the paragraph, he showed this evaluator pictures of his MRI from his cell phone. Period, this seems to show degenerative disc disease at L5-S1 with a herniation at L4-5 onto the thecal sac. Period, impressions. On 4/15/19, Juan Hernandez fell from a machine during his first day of work at the insured. Period. He was seen the same day at the hospital and underwent numerous x-rays. Period. He also had orthopedic consultation with Dr. McAlpin, who placed him in a splint on the wrist. Period. Mr. Hernandez presented to the emergency room several days later, complaining the splint was too tight, so it was adjusted. Period. He eventually was seen orthopedically by Dr. Sarkos, who treated him with additional conservative care. Period. During an FCE of 8/29/19, the petitioner demonstrated submaximal effort. Period. Dr. Sarkos discharged him from care, noting there was likely malingering going on. Period. Mr. Hernandez had previously injured his neck and lower back in a motor vehicle accident. Appeared to be received a protracted period of treatment for this period. He also complained of injuring his back in the event of 4/15/19. Period. It does not appear that he received substantial attention paid to those areas. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the lower back or left leg. Period. End.